Hey, let's do the birthday scam.
Keith recently bought a cheapo mattress at a less than reputable store, and he got home. Then he noticed the tags had been ripped off. It was in really shoddy shape, so he went and stopped payment on the check. And that's where it was left. He still has the mattress, and he never paid for it. So I'll call now from a collection agency. Keith, this is Robert with Collection. I'm calling regarding a mattress that you recently purchased. Apparently, you'd stopped payment on your check.
I'm going to bring it in there, too.
Okay, well, they've already gone ahead and turned it over to us. So we need to collect the debt from you.
Okay.
In order to protect your credit rating. What happened, if I can ask?
They misrepresented what they sold me.
What was the problem?
They said it was a it's not a no tags were on it. It's illegal to sell a mattress without tags on it. Went to pick it up. There's no tags. They said they bought it out of a model home. They manufacture them right there in the facilities that they have.
Why did you buy it, if I can ask, if it didn't have tags?
Well, at the time, I didn't think about it until we got it home and then started looking at it and opened it up. It's not as they said it was.
We deal with them on a regular basis, and they're very reputable. Company.
I'd beg to differ on that. My attorney has found that there's numerous complaints have been sent to them.
How much money did you pay?
$379. And I told them I'm bringing it back to them. I don't care if they've turned it over to you or not. I mean, the product is not what they said. It's illegal to sell mattresses without tags.
Well, let me tell you what I see. I see a company that is known in the community, is doing a good job.
If you're here to defend them or tell me how good they are, you're not going to sell me on that.
I'm here to collect the money. And what I see is a person who's claiming that a product didn't have tags.
Oh, are you saying that it did? They admit they didn't. Are you telling me now it did have tags?
We don't know what happens
admit it didn't have tags.
Once the item is sold, the tags can be cut off.
I've talked to her 3 or 4 times.
Well, here's the deal. We have gone ahead. This is how we operate. We've gone ahead and paid the $379 to them. So as far as they're concerned, they've been paid.
All right, well, then I'll bring you the mattress.
We're in Cleveland, so that would be a little difficult.
Okay, well, look, here's another thing. I'm at work.
Yes.
Do not call me again at work.
Well, it'll just take a second. I think we can settle it in a friendly way.
I'll show you a friendly way. I'll bring that mattress to you and you shove it up your ass. Okay? I don't want the mattress.
Did you wet this mattress? Hey.
Bridget,
look, we will not take it back with big yellow stains on it, right?
This happens all the time as people get these mattresses and they wet them and then try and return them.
They have a little accident and they try to take them back.
Keith, happy birthday. This is from...
I know who it's from. Bridget.
They didn't sign it. Yeah, I think your wife Brenda's in on it.
Hey, happy birthday there, buddy.